It's just gone 16 minutes after 6. Now, the rand continued to push stronger against the dollar at midday earlier today. And as the rally was extended due to a softer dollar boosting emerging market currencies, despite the local markets being closed rather yesterday, Asaya Mhlanga, he's the macroeconomist at Rand Merchant Bank, joins us on the line. Asaya, thank you so much for your time. For those who were excited this morning and, you know, all kinds of tweets about people going on holiday and all sorts of excitement, to what can we attribute this performance?
Thank you, Natasha, for having me. And certainly, it is a happy day in markets, in particular for the rand and other emerging market currencies. But I think this is not a South Africa-specific story. It's really a global search for yield by advanced economy asset and money managers. And this is happening because check, for example, in Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, and Japan, government bonds are trading at negative yields. And negative yields happen particularly for about four reasons. The first of them is that this is simply a result of active monetary policy trying to stimulate economic growth in a world where bond supply and demand is unbalanced. So you have global central banks trying to stimulate the economy by cutting interest rates to negative territory. When they do that, of course, fund managers who have mandates to invest and achieve a particular rate of return, they will have to search for better yields elsewhere. And that yield is obtained in emerging markets. The second reason is potentially that bond yields are forecasting it slowed down in economic growth globally. And whenever a market forecasts a slowdown, you see that coming through into lower bond yields and even moving into negative, as we have seen. And the third reason is that you have investment mandates that track global bond indices. Now, if you have a supply of money that is being flooded by central banks, with fund managers having to track bond indices, it only means that there is even more money chasing the same kind of yield that we're seeing, which means bond yields turn negative. And then the third reason that we see is that you have investors that require or prefer to hold bonds on a short end of the curve. Now, over the short end of the curve, the yield that you get is impacted by what central banks do, and that yield is currently negative. Hence, you see a migration from the short end of the curve into the long end of the curve. Now, that only implies that even on the long end of the curve, you get to see negative yields that are on the short end of the curve. So essentially, this is it's a paradox of choices within people that are funds that are investing in bonds, essentially choosing the best of a bad lot. So that's what we have seen currently in emerging markets, portfolio inflows from advanced economies, which further strengthens currencies. And the rand has particularly gained from those kind of activities. It's not sustainable, at least over the medium term, because if we look locally, the economy is skating with a recession, zero growth by our own forecast. The SUB also is forecasting zero growth. The IMF forecasts zero growth. So there is no disagreement about the sickness of our economy. Mm. And again, you add the current strikes that are taking place, Eskom, potentially in the car manufacturing industries and also within the petrochemical industries, that add some problems within our own economies. And again, towards the end of the year, you have rating worries again come to the fore, because again, rating agencies are worried about the low economic growth, which is not anywhere close to be seen.
Well, Asaya, thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. I'd love to get into this conversation a little bit more in depth. That was Asaya Mhlanga, the macroeconomist at Rand Merchant Bank, talking about today's rand performance.